Hi, babies. Welcome back to another episode of Probably Late to Something, the Monday Motivational Series. This is coming out later than I wanted it to because I was really sleepy this morning and then I had a lot of stuff yesterday and it just didn't work out exactly as I planned. But we're going to talk about how that's okay. You know, this week things might not go exactly how we plan and it's 100% fine to not know everything, to not have it all put together, to just be able to be in the moment and, ooh, 1-1-1 on the timer, yay, la, la, la. You know, I love that stuff. But be able to just live in the moment and be proud of what you have done and not what you haven't done, right? I also have my crystal, Angel Agate, I think is what it's called. This is good for psychic abilities and clearing your mind and being calm, moving slower. I really, really love that. And I think it's super important to ground yourself at the beginning of the week, because you never know what freaking battles your angels are going to give you to make you the hottest and sexiest person you could possibly be, okay? All the battles are good for the plot. It's good for the spice. It's good for the plot. You're going to be okay. We're going to figure it out. But I also hope this week just goes so smoothly for you, you know, so smoothly for you. But I'm going to have this here right under the little camera so that you guys know that what's flowing through me is a message to you. I pray before I start every episode that my angels in the universe and God guide me to say exactly what you need to hear to make sure that you're doing okay and that you're loved. So I want to first start off by doing some breathing, right? We love to just calm our nervous system, especially at the beginning of the week, right? We got to just in through the nose and out through the mouth. In through the nose and out through the mouth. You're safe. You have everything that you need right now in this moment, baby. Everything is okay. In through the nose, out through the mouth. We're going to do one more, and I just want to focus on belly breathing, right? If you put your hand on your belly and you take a deep breath, your belly should move, right? Right? One more time. In through the nose. Feel your belly expanding. We're going to hold this one for 4 seconds. And then out through the mouth. That's another one that I should start doing, because before in these episodes, I kind of just do like in through the nose, out through the mouth, but we should do the like block breathing in the next episode. That's when you do in for 4 seconds, hold for 4 seconds, out for 4 seconds, hold for 4 seconds. That will save you if you ever are having a panic attack or ever feeling just like nasty or something's going on. That will help you. I try to do that anytime I'm about to react to something in a negative way. Like, you know, if I get into a fight with someone or there is a decision that needs to be made, or I'm about to say like a snarky comment or say something sassy that's not going to actually benefit me, I try to do that. Take some breaths, because it really brings you peace, right? But we're going to go ahead and get into the positive just quotes for today's episode. I had them pulled up, but now they're gone. All right. So here we go. Signs and synchronicities flood my reality, and they show me that nothing happens by accident. I am divinely guided. I surrender to stillness. I enjoy the tranquil music of my spirit and the dance of life in this present moment. I am blown away by how everything falls into place one way or another. I embrace the unknown. I love the mystery of life. My spirit is forever burning for adventure and expansion. I am learning, healing, and growing every single day. It's a gradual process that I have full faith in. Unexpected good news is coming my way. I feel it. My past has prepared me for the breakthroughs and blessings. So may it be, and so it is. I love that one. And last one, I speak my vision into existence. Like the alchemist, I am transmuting darkness into light, evil into goodness. Everywhere I go and everything I touch, I leave better than it was. I channel love. Yes, you do, baby. You channel love. Remember that. You're a light being. You're a lover. Not everybody wakes up and wants to start their week off like this. Not everybody wants to listen to a Monday motivational podcast to make sure that they're just like, in a good mood, to be productive and do all the things that they can do. And it's important to try to leave the world better than you found it. Every day better than you found it. Every person's little heart and the smile that you give them better than the way you found it. So I just really like that one. Now we're going to get back into the two books that I'm always reading from because we're going to finish them together. That's something that I really like about this podcast so far is that like I'm reading with you, or I guess you guys are reading with me. And I think that reading and expanding your mind is so important on how you carry yourself in the world, right? When you sit down and you read a book, I swear it makes you more patient when it comes to life. So we're going to be reading from A Gentle Reminder because we know I love that. I love that. All right. So one of the ones that I picked out, it says, learn how to heal yourself from one person without needing another. If you're going through a breakup, if you've just lost a group of friends, if you've lost someone in general in your life, learn how to heal from that without needing another person. Being alone is not a bad thing. Being alone can be scary, but it's also one of the most beautiful things you'll ever experience in your life. I'm also listening to Matthew McConaughey's audiobook, Greenlight. I'll talk about it more in Wednesday's episode, but it's awesome. 5:55 on this timer. Yay. But it's literally so freaking good. I'm obsessed with it. And in one part, he literally has done so much in his life, but when he was 18 years old, he traveled to Australia and did like the little school housing like thing where, you know, school abroad, whatever. So he ended up doing that, and he had a really bad couple of months. The first months he was there, he didn't like the family that he was staying with. They were really, really weird. And apparently everyone knew that, and it was actually a low-key joke. They were like, how did you stay so long? And he was like, what the fuck? How'd you guys know that I've been literally hating it there? But yeah, he said that it was such a lonely time in his life, but he needed it because it made him the strongest he's ever been. So I hope you guys take that and really, really think about that throughout your day, because I also find that time to time, I am completely like not making decisions on my own. I'm always texting someone else for their opinion. My hairstylist also called me out on that. She was like, why are you texting everybody asking them if you should do this weave or that weave? She was like, why don't you just pick your weave? And I was like, but I can't. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. All right. This is on page 90, by the way. It's quite simple. Nothing that is meant for you will ever get away. Love deeply without the need to possess or own. Let beautiful connections pass through you without attachment. Slam your heart into the people and the places and the things that ignite something deep inside your soul. And I promise, the right things will stay. You will never lose what is meant for you. Please don't ever forget that. Don't you just eat it up? I just eat this shit up. I'm not gonna lie. I love this book. She did such a good job. Her name is Bianca Sparacino, I believe. All right. Instead of vilifying yourself for staying longer than you should have, for giving your heart to those who could not hold it, instead of getting upset that you settled, celebrate the fact that you've opened your eyes to all that wasn't growing you. Celebrate the fact that you had the courage and the strength to walk away. Celebrate the fact that you are aware now. When I read this, like, yes, it's about love and, you know, moving forward from that person without having to get upset with yourself that you did allow certain things to happen, certain things to be said to you, certain ways that you were spoken to. But I also think that this is really big on being productive, right? Like at the beginning of your week, you're sitting there, you're like, I want to do all of these things. Don't vilify yourself because you don't get shit done. Don't vilify yourself if you don't want to go to the gym today. Don't vilify yourself if you want extra cheese on your fucking pizza or extra cheese in your quesadilla, or you want three ice cream sandwiches. Be healthy. But don't vilify yourself for the things that have happened, you know? There's always room to grow, but you do not need to beat yourself up. And I think a lot of us always beat ourselves up. Okay. I love this because I honestly had a really rough Sunday. I felt very just like, you know, when you just get overwhelmed and you just start getting into like a deep, just like, what the fuck? Like a deep dive down the dark tunnel of death. That's the deep dive down the dark tunnel of death. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Heard that emphasis?
Okay. So this one, by the way, this is now on page 98. Okay. We're almost through the book. This one says, when you feel like things will never get better, think about all the things in life that have tried to defeat you. Think about all the moments that hung heavy in the air, the moments that had you convinced that you would never find light within the darkness of it all. Think about all the times you thought to yourself that your heart would never mend, that all of the ways in which you risked for it and weathered it were finally taking their toll, that there was no way in which you could come back from the loss of this break. Think about the moments. Think about how convinced you were that you would never find the strength to move forward. And then connect with the fact that you are still here. You are still alive. You are still breathing. Life challenged you. Love bruised your heart. Certain experiences left an ache in your soul. Certain things along your journey made you question your capacity to heal or grow or twist your losses into lessons, and yet you survived. Nothing, not even the heaviest moments, not even the situations that made you lose sight of your faith, had the ability to shatter you. And there is hope in that. There is strength in that. If you feel like you cannot possibly heal from whatever it was that's weighing on your mind or your heart right now, remember all of the times you have found yourself here. Remember all of the ways in which you survived. Remember all of the ways you stretched into your growth, even when it was uncomfortable. And even when it didn't feel like it was happening, remember how you slowly but surely caught your footing. Remember how you slowly, oh yeah, I read that part already. That's right. There's two of them. Remember how you slowly but surely bandaged all that was hurting within you and learned how to be kinder to it. You learned how to heal it. You have fallen and you have risen time and time again. Do not doubt your capacity and capability to do it again. Yes, yes, preach, preach. You have fallen time and time again. Do not doubt your capacity to do it again. Well, you have fallen time and time again and then gotten back up. Yeah. Don't doubt your capacity to do that again. I just love that because life is fucking tough, especially in your 20s. Your 20s are, I've heard a lot of older people say that they're like 30s and 40s were their like best years, because I think also someone said their 50s were their best years because you're just so like established in who you are that you genuinely have time to just have fun. That's something that I'm trying to do right now. I'm in my 20s and I'm trying to genuinely like have fun, yet I have so much pressure and stress of like who I am and what my purpose is. And I think I'm falling into that more and more each day, but you know, you still get the kicks. You still get the kicks in the gut, you know, regardless of how well you think you have it put together. Okay. So now we're moving on to the 101 Essays That Will Change the Way You Think by Brianna Weist. I believe I'm saying these names correctly. If I'm not, I hope they never see it. I remember I actually one time got a, like, what is it called? An influencer package or something like that. Like, I don't know. She just had sent me something and I really, really loved her. And I said her name wrong in the video. Like, everyone was like, no, that's not how you say it. Or I guess I heard her say it. And I was like, Nikita Heaton. I think her name's like Nicole. I don't know. So this is number 37 in the book, page 173. The chapter, or the lesson, I guess, is trying to make sense of your life is what's actually holding you back. Yes, again, trying to make sense of your life is actually what's holding you back. The next few little lessons or tricks are ones that I just want you to try out this week. This one is coming from the chapter of how to detox your mind, okay? One of them, which I wish I would have been able to use yesterday, but I was a little crybaby girl, not gonna be mean to myself for it, but like I was literally unhinged. It says, create physical solutions for emotional problems. A big one that you can do when you're depressed and if you're like overly tired, believe it or not, is go to the gym. Go put movement in your body. Allow your legs to run or move so your brain can stop. Okay. I really want you to try that. Before you react, before you get upset, before you allow yourself to just soak in your sorrows, go outside, sniff some grass, and fucking get a move on it. Okay. Move that booty, baby. It will make you feel better. Another one is know that emotional toxicity is born from mental resistance. Instead of trying to create a certain moment or experience for yourself, try to practice complete acceptance of whatever you feel in the moment. Please, 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 if you have one thing that you take from today's episode, accept.